Have you ever wondered why there is so much injustice in the world? Some things are just not right. Things are unjust. People do unjust things. There are unjust systems. Why is there so much injustice in the world? I don't usually think too much about that question myself, but my wife does. Katie is a teacher of anthropology, and she teaches. She's teaching a class right now about Native Americans. And every breakfast and dinner, it seems like we sit down, and she'll tell me of another case in which a treaty was broken, and land was taken, and the Native Americans were left without anything. And it's such an injustice, and it's been a difficult quarter for her because she keeps having to tell the class time and time again of the injustice that happened to Native Americans. There's all kinds of injustice present, we know that. Poverty and hunger and racism and sexism. Justice is basically, it's just fairness is all it is. And any child knows what's fair. If they don't get an equal portion with their brother or sister, they say, it's not fair. We know what's fair. We know what justice is. And so often we see injustice in the world. Why so much injustice? I think possibly it's because injustice is often hidden. We don't see it, and so we don't act on it. Injustice may be hidden to human beings, but it's not hidden to God. God sees and God knows. In today's Old Testament story, we have a story about God's justice and about God's holiness. It's a wonderful story about Moses. Moses was born in Egypt, as you know, and he grew up there in a culture of slavery. These people were enslaved by Pharaoh to make bricks. And as time went on, it got worse and worse, and Pharaoh asked them to make more and more bricks, and life was getting worse and worse for the Hebrew people. One day, Moses was out, and he saw one of his fellow Hebrews being beaten by an Egyptian taskmaster. And Moses was so enraged, he rose up and he killed that Egyptian taskmaster and hid his body in the sand. Well, it became known, and Moses had to leave Egypt to save his life. And so he went off into the wilderness, and he took up life as a sheep herder. One day he was leading his flock into the wilderness beyond where he usually went. He came to the place where they called the Mountain of God. And he saw off to the side, out of the corner of his eye, a bush on fire. And he said, I need to look at this. And so he turned aside and he went over to see this burning bush. And when he got there, God spoke to him in a voice out of the flame. And God said, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, here I am. God said, take the shoes off of your feet because the ground on which you're standing is holy ground. It's a story of God's holiness. God said, I am the God of your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I have observed the misery of my people. I have heard their cries, and I know their suffering. So, injustice is not hidden from God. God sees, and God hears, and God knows. Where there is injustice anywhere, God knows. And in the Bible, God is always on the side of those who are oppressed. God gave Moses laws to protect the widows and the orphans and the aliens of people who could be taken advantage of. And Jesus talks about the kingdom of God in which everyone is given justice. He says, blessed are the poor, blessed are the meek, blessed are those who are persecuted. So the Bible is a book about justice in a way. So this story about Moses is about God's justice, but it's also about God's holiness. God appears to Moses in a burning bush. God doesn't put the bush right in front of Moses, but he puts it off to the side. I wonder why he does that. I think it's for a couple of reasons. One, I think he wanted to see if Moses was curious. Did Moses have any curiosity, or was he just a dull sort of person? And he tested him to see whether he would actually turn off of his path and go over there. And the second reason, I think, is because God wants us to make a choice. God never coerces us into doing anything, but God asks us and leads us so that we can make a choice. And it'd be our free choice. And God appears to Moses as a flame. A flame isn't physical, it doesn't have anything substantial about it. It's just nothing but pure spirit. It's not an image of a person or an animal or anything. It's just spirit. God says, take off your shoes, for the ground on which you are standing is holy ground. God is holy. And Moses asks for God's name. He says, if the people ask who sent me, what shall I say your name is? And God says, tell them, I am who I am. And that phrase in the Bible is really difficult to know, because the Hebrew is kind of garbled. But it's something like, I am who I am, or I will be who I will be. It's kind of a non-answer, really. And the reason is because God's name is holy. God's name is too sacred for us to know. The Jewish people often refrain from saying God's name because it's too holy. In the Bible, it's printed as L-O-R-D in capital letters, Lord. And that's a way of getting around printing God's name, which would be Y-H-W-H, Yahweh. So that it's a respectful way to refer to the God of the Old Testament, when you see those letters, L-O-R-D, in capital letters. God is so holy, we can't even utter his name. So God is a God of justice, but God is also a God of holiness. God says to Moses, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people up out of Egypt to a good land. And Moses says, who am I? God says, I will be with you. So God's justice and God's holiness are bound up together. So the mission of the church is to work for justice. Just as God sent Moses to free his people from slavery, God sends us to free people from oppression and to fight injustice wherever we find it. I'd like to close with the collect for social justice in the prayer book, which I think expresses a lot of these themes. Almighty God, who created us in your own image, grant us grace fearlessly to contend against evil and to make no peace with oppression, and that we may reverently use our freedom. Help us to employ it in the maintenance of justice in our communities and among the nations, to the glory of your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.